Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox. If you're anything like me, sometimes your emotions feel like a runaway roller coaster. One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into frustration or sadness. All in the span of a 5-minute Zoom meeting. You know that feeling when your brain is going a million miles an hour, but your body just feels completely drained. Yeah, that's executive dysfunction for ya. Today, we're diving deep into emotional regulation techniques specifically designed to help us ADHD folks navigate this crazy emotional landscape. It's a super important topic because managing our emotions isn't just about feeling good. It directly impacts our focus, productivity, relationships, and overall well-being. Think of it like this. If your emotional thermostat is constantly fluctuating between scorching hot and freezing cold, it's going to be tough to maintain a comfortable living space, right? Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to grab onto because they're life changers. First up, awareness. It all starts with recognizing your emotional patterns. Ever notice how you tend to get extra irritable when you haven't eaten enough or had enough sleep? Or maybe you find yourself spiraling into anxiety before presentations? Understanding those triggers is the first step in taking control. Think of it like learning to read a map. Once you know where you are and what lies ahead, you can plan your route more effectively. Next, mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. It's not about emptying your mind. It's about acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you feel those emotions rising, take a deep breath and simply observe them like clouds passing by. Remember, you're not your emotions. You're the one observing them. Third, self-compassion. This is huge. We need to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a friend going through a tough time. Ditch the inner critic and replace it with a voice of support. Remember, setbacks are a part of life, and they don't define you. Fourth, healthy coping mechanisms. This is where the real magic happens. Find activities that help you regulate your emotions in a positive way. For some, it might be exercise, for others, it could be journaling, creative expression, or spending time in nature. Experiment and discover what works best for you. It's like finding the perfect pair of shoes, comfortable, supportive, and helps you move forward with confidence. Finally, professional support. Don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling. They can provide personalized guidance, tools, and strategies to help you manage your emotions effectively. Think of it like having a personal coach for your mental well-being, someone who cheers you on, helps you navigate challenges, and celebrates your victories. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're in the middle of a crucial meeting at work. Your mind is racing, your heart is pounding, and suddenly, you feel that familiar wave of anxiety washing over you. Instead of letting it take control, you remember our key takeaways. You take a deep breath, focus on the present moment, remind yourself to be kind to yourself, and channel your energy into actively listening and contributing to the discussion. Boom! You navigate the situation with grace and confidence, proving that emotional regulation is a superpower, not just a fancy phrase. Remember, folks, managing our emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. But by implementing these techniques, we can cultivate a more balanced, resilient, and fulfilling life. So go out there, embrace your emotional toolbox, and rock this beautiful, chaotic world. And as always, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn from each other, celebrate our wins, and keep pushing forward together. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.